speak as if she's Michael.
Thanks.
Hello everyone, my name's Michael Maddings.
Hi Michael.
It's an honour to be speaking here today. When Kai came up to me last week and said, don't mind if you do the 15 minute here. I'm like, 15 minutes? I've been waiting 7 years before we get up here, but it's no problem whatsoever. I thought I'd better take it, you know what I mean? So, I was just actually speaking to my sponsor like about 2 weeks ago, saying, I've been coming to this meeting for donkeys, you know what I mean? And they've never asked me. And I was starting to get a bit of a resentment, and here we are. So I'm absolutely chuffed to be here. I just want to sort of speak about the newcomer, because like, if you are new here today, and this is your first meeting, walking down those stairs, that is a real big feat. I remember walking down these stairs and scared, do you know what I mean? It's a big old meeting, and your head might be going at the moment, you might not know what's really going on, but I'd tell you right now, this is a place where it can, you know, you can be okay. Everyone's got their own experiences, but for myself, I've been coming here for a long time. What I like about this meeting in particular, it is a bit like a social club. Everyone's a bit cliquey from time to time, but you get two fantastic shares. And if you don't necessarily get something from my share, hopefully you will. You try and listen to the similarities rather than differences. You've got a fantastic share after myself, and that's a great thing about this meeting, because sometimes I can come, someone might be sharing, I might switch off, but there'll always be someone else that'll grab me, and you'll get what you need to carry on for your week and march on. And that's what I love about this meeting. That's why I've been coming for so long. I just want to say something else to the recording. It sounds a bit weird, but when I got clean, I had a different job. I used to work overseas a little bit, and 2 weeks in, I was overseas, and we had a wrap party. Everything finished, and everybody was downstairs in the hotel room, sort of getting on it, doing what I'd been doing for years. You know what I mean, with these people, and I was scared, didn't know what to do. And basically went up to my hotel room, luckily they had Wi-Fi, turned on my laptop and I put on a share, quite a few shares actually, to get me through that night. So if you are listening to this share and you're sat in a hotel room thinking that it's a little bit kind of tough, trust me, I listened to about 4 or 5 shares that night and I got some sleep and I woke up the next day clean. So just, you know, keep this to the shares. It's such a great avenue of getting out there. If you're by yourself, back to the newcomer again, if you are by yourself, there's no excuses really, you know, with the internet life. If you can't get hold of someone, just get on the internet and just get a share, because it's just great. Particularly the Americans. You know, I mean, we've all been here before and I've heard some amazing American shares, the way they're so passionate, and British as well, but particularly the Americans, the way they go for it. But I just want to talk about gut, because I've only got 15 minutes, only 15. I can't really go on too much. But I just want to talk about gut, and there's a few things that have kind of jumped up at me recently. Now, we all know we had a fantastic event on Monday night. I'm sure you all went. Now, I basically bought tickets for this event. I'd arranged for my daughter to be looked after, my partner, we were going to go together. And I was so looking forward to it, absolutely so looking forward to it. Got some really good seats after the change around. I had to send an email, had a bit of resentment with NIMAX, but anyway, we got there eventually, got my centre seat. And unfortunately, a close relative of mine passed away. So for 2 or 3 days, I was tossing and turning. My gut was just like, what's the right thing to do? Shall I go? And in the olden days, before I had any recovery, my head would have said, just go, you know, just because that's, you know, it's all about me, you know, just go to the show, because that'll make me feel better. But someone at the meeting that I went to sort of said to me, what does your gut say? And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, I can't believe he just said that to me, because I had to think about it and processed it. And the right thing to do was to go with what my gut said, and to go and help my sister and go to the funeral, and I felt better for doing it. I missed out, but my missus went and she told me all about it. It all sounds like you're having fantastic times, happy days, but it's just one of those things that what I'm trying to say is that in my using, I never listened to my gut, ever. And I would just, it was always, you know, I would just go with what my will said, basically, and it got me in a lot of trouble. These days, I can take a little pause, a little think, and sort of think, right, what is the right thing to do here? Which it's not easy. I was just speaking to a newcomer here today, just before the meeting. He's one of the only people that I've ever used with that's actually come to NA and is actually in this meeting tonight, which is amazing. It's a beautiful thing to see. There isn't many, you know, to think of all those people that I've used with and that none of them have actually sort of made it. It's just, it's really sad, really. I've lost the trail of thought now. I don't know what I was going to say then. Trail of thought, go. Let's come back. Sorry, I've lost it.
God.
Yeah. No, I've lost it anyway. All right, so I'm gonna have to go back. Sorry, a little bit. But another little thing I was thinking about actually was how this addiction can affect everybody. Like, my parents are quite laid back, so when I was growing up, I grew up in a little village on the outskirts of Scunthorpe, Poppet, Hickville, and stuck out like a sore thumb, as you can imagine, because there weren't many people like myself in those places. And we got into smoking weed and stuff like that. And my mum and dad, I'm not sure whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing, but they sort of said to me, look, rather than you smoking on the streets, you know, you can come inside and you can all your pals, you can all sort of smoke indoors. So there used to be five of my mates that used to come around my house. We used to have a little electric fire in the middle. We used to have Bob Marley music on. I had dreads. I thought I was it, do you know what I mean? We used to have the cat and the dog. We used to give the cat and the dog blowbacks, and it was fantastic. So the dog used to death it and was sick. So, but what I'm trying to say is that it can be cunning, because just from a simple thing where you think you're only 16, or when was I, 15, whatever, there's five of us just smoking weed. 10 years later, out of the five of us, only three of us are still alive. Two of them have lost their lives to this addiction. One of them, jumped from the car and did a 1 OD. I mean, and that is a really bad statistic, and that just goes to show how dangerous this disease can get. As we all know, there are lots of people here that it's kind of affected, and out of five of us, for two to go, and myself, and I've got clean, and the other guys got clean, and there's one of them still using. So, and we've all been there, and it's just really sad. I'm just so grateful to be here today. I mean, this is an uncomfortable thing, you know, to be sat in front of everybody. I think, because when Kai said it to me, I didn't really think about it too much, and then, as we all do, we sort of process a little bit. Surprisingly, I feel quite calm, but I have processed what I should say and what would be right to say and try and be cool. But at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is, you know, and just try and be yourself. But I just trying to speak to the newcomer again. It's really important, like, this, it's just about listening sometimes. For me personally, this is my experience. I've just never really been a good listener. I've always wanted to do it my way, you know. Everything has to be the hard way. Another example, like, I have to go through the pain barrier to actually learn a lesson. That was the story that I was going to say when I was speaking to that guy. So, for example, with my career at the moment, I was doing another career. It was okay. I was doing okay, but I wasn't really supporting the family, do you know what I mean? And it was because what I wanted to do. It had to go to a point where we were struggling, didn't really have enough money, to that point where everything was just, you know, just painful and everyone was screaming. And then at that point then I had to actually say, look, it's not working, let me do what's right. And that, thank you. And now I'm doing that thing. I'm actually loving what I'm doing, you know, and I wish I'd done it before, but it's so difficult to see that sometimes. We just don't want to be told what to do by anyone. Do you know what I mean? We've been doing our own thing for so long, and to change it, it's just natural. We've got like a, I guess it's like a script, you know, like, in sort of like relationships, I'm very closed. I'm not very good at letting people in. And that's something that I'm really working on. I've been in a relationship for 7 years. My missus is in recovery as well. I've got a daughter. But it ain't easy. You know what I mean? It ain't easy at all. I could quite easily run away, you know. But I know being left by myself, I'm in trouble. Do you know what I mean? I'm in real trouble. And there were loads, you know, there were loads of examples. And also as well, just like, going back to the newcomer again, it's like, It's just trying not to pick up that first one. The way it manifests itself in me today is that sugar, for example, now I don't know if anyone's got to this stage now, where I basically allow myself, it sounds a bit silly, but if I go on holiday for 2 weeks, I'll have sweets then, or Christmas. I'm looking forward to Christmas because I have 2 weeks. But how I can see how my mind works is say, for example, if I'm feeling shit or whatever, sorry, excuse me, and I pick up a bag of Haribos, for example, I won't just eat one packet. I'll eat a packet, maybe two packets, and it's like, why am I doing that? See, I'm not enjoying the sweet. I'm doing it because I'm feeling shit and I need to just get this in me to whatever. And I do it so much to the point that once I've done it, I crash, I don't feel good, and then I regret what I've done. And that's the same with drug taking. So I know that even though I haven't picked up that first drug, just in my mannerisms, sorry, my behaviours with, you know, sweets and stuff, that is just an example of where I will go. So that's why I just hope that I never do pick up. You know, I'll be 7 years in next year, sitting at the beginning of next year, which is amazing. I think as well, the way I see it, if I ever think about using, someone said to me, it's just really simple, he said, if you think you're ever going to use, take yourself back to the last use that you ever had. And how was it? And I remember my last use up, and it wasn't great. And I go through because the idea of it, that little thought, like where you see the people. Like this is another thing as well. Just to quick touch on this. Like I never put a needle in my arm. Okay, I wasn't that kind of user. So if there's anybody in here that thinks that just because you haven't done that doesn't mean you're not here, it's just, we're all the same here. And what it is that. Whether it's alcohol or prescription drugs or whatever, it's just that kind of thing of just trying to fog that brain and get out of yourself, and we're all in that same spot. And I think for a little while I was a bit unsure as well as whether I was in the right place, but I am so in the right place. I'm an addict, and I know if I pick up drugs, everything goes without a shadow of a doubt, all that hard work. And it's taken me 7 years to get to this point now, but I can lose it just like that. Am I like over? I've still got right here. So I have a sponsor. I don't speak to him as much as I should do, and I wouldn't advise it for anyone that's in the new time. But he's there. I'm doing my steps. Everyone's got their own way of doing recovery, but the most important thing is you don't pick up. Do you know what I mean? Do a little bit of service. I've done some service commitments here. And what's another thing that's really important is you go to a meeting where you share. Do you know what I mean? Like, I go to a little meeting on Tuesday. It's great. You know, we only have, like, say, 10 people sometimes. And you just got to get something out there. It's good to come here and listen to two fantastic shares, but you've got to get it out. Do you know what I mean? Even if you can't say it here, you've got to grab someone after and just get it out there. And that's a great thing. That's why I love this meeting, because it's Friday. It starts a week. Starts the weekend, so to speak. I have counselling at 7 o'clock in the morning, do a full day's work, then come in. Do you know what I mean? It's a full on day, do you know what I mean? I'm knackered by the end of it. But come Saturday, I'm sort of alright. Trying to think what I was gonna say, but no, it's a bizarre one. I feel like I said, I know a few people in here now, and also I've seen a few people come in and get clean, and that's a real nice gift as well, to see someone just a couple of weeks and then pick up a year clean, because that shows that I'm obviously well and I'm doing okay, and also that they're doing well as well. So I'll kind of bring it to a close, just like I say, just back to the newcomer again, or anyone that's come back from a relapse as well, you are so welcome here, and I really wish you all the luck, and I hope that it works out. And can I just do one last thing as well? I know it sounds really... I haven't seen this done for a little while, but just for the newcomer, can all people with multiple years put hands up, please? Okay, so for the newcomer, you can see there's lots of people there clean there, so it works. Thanks very much.